This is the Marketplace Midday Update. I'm David Brancaccio. Starbucks profits came out after the market closed yesterday, and they were higher than expected. So were sales, including food sales at Starbucks, which increased more than analysts had predicted. However, Starbucks is a company with a stock that trades at quite high multiples of its profits, and investors sold in the hours that followed. This week on Marketplace, we're talking to CEOs and other thought leaders about big ideas. I spoke with Starbucks chairman and CEO Howard Schultz about his coffee profits and other areas of focus. Does he thank Oprah Winfrey for her new Starbucks chai tea for his company's latest results? Schultz told me who he really thanks is his employees.
We've had an excellent quarter despite some of the existing challenges in the U.S. economy. Starbucks once again had record revenue and record profit. And, you know, we have to be very thankful that people in America and around the world continue to visit Starbucks in multiple day parts and recognize the quality of the coffee, the sense of community. We're trying to build a third place between home and work, and I think the relevancy of that sense of humanity in our stores and our company is coming true all over the world. I was just in Colombia last week for the opening of our store in Bogota. We opened two stores in Hanoi, and you couldn't pick two different markets, and yet we had the same result, lines out the door and people clamoring to get in.
What can you tell me at this stage about this controversy about one of your food suppliers in Asia? I mean, it's McDonald's, it's KFC, but what can you tell me about Starbucks and this food handling situation there?
We take food safety to be so critically important in building the trust and confidence with both our customers and our own people. And I can assure you that we understand these issues. And our engagement and involvement in that supplier is indirect, and there's no food issue whatsoever today in our business in China.
All right. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Now, tell me about this book project that you're finishing up with the volume coming out in the fall. It's about veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq.
The book is really designed to raise awareness and raise money, to really shine a light, a halo on the military, who deserves so much from the American people. I've been giving a number of speeches and talks around the country, and during those talks I asked the audience, can you raise your hand and tell me if anyone in the audience has a direct family member or a close friend who's serving? And rarely do I get a response that is greater than 10%. There's a unfortunate and a real bifurcation between the American society and what these extraordinary young people have done. These young people are coming back into the workforce. They have extreme talent, skills that would be a benefit to every single company in America. And I'm trying to encourage businesses and business leaders to hire veterans.
So thousands of veterans and spouses, is it, that Starbucks is going to hire?
Well, that's almost right. We're going to hire 10,000 veterans and or their spouses over the next 5 years.
You think it really is a publicly held company's role to try to fix things that need fixing in society?
What I strongly believe is the strength of the company and the success of the company will be greater by doing the right thing for your people, doing the right thing for the communities we serve. That is what I believe businesses should be, the kind of company that balances profitability with benevolence and social conscience while making a profit.
I also asked the Starbucks CEO about his company's recently announced college achievement plan. This helps Starbucks workers get an online 4-year degree from Arizona State University. Mr. Schultz, why is it your problem whether or not people who work at Starbucks can go to college or not?
When I look at the fact that there's $1.2 trillion of debt associated with college loans and the amount of young people who have dropped out of college that are not going to college primarily because of student loans, I decided that if we could provide a free college education to our employees, we would provide a greater relationship with them, more pride in the Starbucks as a company. It would help our company and help them professionally and personally. You know, we are the kind of company that tries to exceed the expectations of our customers, but in order to do that, we have to exceed the expectations of our people, and this is a prime example.
Now, there's been some misunderstanding about how the college plan works. I've tried to work it out. You can tell me if I don't quite have this right. First 2 years of college, Starbucks has essentially negotiated a sweet discount from Arizona State University for Starbucks people. But then in years 3 and 4, if you have the first 2-year credits, that's where the Starbucks stipend, the cash, gets in there?
Years 3 and 4 are absolutely free. And as you said, we've worked out a unique program between Pell Grants, ASU, to provide a very unique opportunity for our own people. I can tell you that the amount of Starbucks employees, our partners, who have looked into this, signed up, and are enrolling is amazing. And I know that we are on the right side of this debate, and I hope that this could be a model for others to look at, because we have to do everything we can to recognize that the future of our country is linked to the future of young people getting access to an education, and to do it in a way that doesn't saddle them with more and more debt.
It'll be an online degree. This is becoming increasingly popular. But what do you think? I mean, you're the chief executive. If you saw somebody come in with an online degree as opposed to a traditional one, no stigma?
Well, we met with countless universities. ASU and many top universities no longer distinguish between a classic degree or an online degree. And I can tell you that this is a full-fledged four-year degree that I would respect and honor the way I would a traditional degree in years past.
I mean, you really are stuck innovating. Your stock is trading at like 30 times earnings. That means your investors are expecting growth to continue, and maybe growth to continue upward.
We've had a wonderful track record as a public company of being able, in a sense, to underpromise and overdeliver. Very proud of the fact that as a company, we are the leading company in our sector over a long period of time, and that is in part due to our people, the level of innovation, and the commitment we have to building the company the right way.
Now, you signed up Oprah Winfrey, but in the spirit of Newman's Own, I could have licensed my last name to you, right? Brancaccio with the double C at the end. Brancaccio's cappuccino, you know? You must see the possibilities there.
Never too late.
Howard Schultz, Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of Starbucks, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.